For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland tells CNN the shutdown is taking its toll.
Our national security is being threatened at times because we don't have our full workforce doing their responsibility. The president has a responsibility to keep government open.
The shutdown now entering its third week. Potential presidential candidate, Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, campaigned in Iowa today, promising things will be done differently if she wins the nomination and gets into the White House. Special interests is one of her targets.
If you can afford an army of lobbyists, an army of lawyers, then Washington works great for you. It's just not working for the people, and that's why we're here today.
President Trump has frequently referred to Warren as Pocahontas. She has released DNA results showing Native American ancestry. She says she did that to, quote, put it all out there, although she says she's not a member of a tribe or a person of color. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Three of the five children killed in a traffic accident on their way to Florida's Disney World attended the Avoles Parish School in Louisiana. School Superintendent Blaine Doza tells KATC-TV the other two children killed were also known by students and faculty.
I think of the kids that are going to walk in those rooms next week. I think of the teachers that are going to see the empty desks.
A vigil for the victims was held Friday in Mansoura to honor the children and their families. The children were in a Pentecostal church van headed to the theme park when the accident occurred Thursday afternoon outside of Gainesville, about an hour away from the park. Four other children in the van survived. Police in Torrance, California are still looking for the gunman who shot and killed four men and left four others injured in a bowling alley late Friday. Witnesses say the shooting was preceded by a brawl involving a group of women at the Gable House Bowl. American Paul Whelan remains jailed in Moscow on charges he was part of a spy ring. U.S. diplomats are working to have him freed, but it may take a while, if at all, some with connections to the Russian military. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pew Research Center has released the results of the religious composition of the new 116th Congress. John Clemens has more.
That composition includes the first two Muslim women ever to serve in the House of Representatives. According to Pew researcher Alexandra Sandstrom, the new Congress showed a decline of Christians from 91 to 88%. She was also surprised by those who refused to state their religious affiliation.
I am really interested in the share of people who declined to specify. That number is up 8 seats this Congress.
During a news briefing, President Trump was asked what he thinks about impeachment concerns in Congress. USA's Wendy King has more on that story.
Two congressmen, Brad Sherman of California and Al Green of Texas, introduced articles of impeachment against President Trump on the first day of the new Congress. During a lengthy presidential news conference about government funding and security, President Trump was asked about any impeachment worries.
Well, you can't impeach somebody that's doing a great job. I've probably done more in the first 2 years than any president, any administration in the history of our country.
As the rest of America winds down from the parties over eating and the merriment of Christmas and New Year's Eve, New Orleans keeps the party going. Mardi Gras season officially kicks off tomorrow. January 6th is often referred to as Epiphany, 12th night, or Three Kings Day, and commemorates the day the Bible says the three wise men reached the baby Jesus. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.